This is Fox Talk with me, Emily Stites, a show about nothing but everything in between, accidental entrepreneurship, intentional beauty boss business, and a whole lot of foxing around, bringing you strategies and hacks with a few of my finest and foxiest friends. Thanks for listening. Just a note, friends, this episode and all of these sweet series, actually all of my episodes, these are just for fun. These are just another way for me to get my message to you and explain things deeper than I can via email or Instagram or Pinterest. So these are going to be really unedited, really raw, and the audio may not be the best, but the message is. And remember, it is better to be done than perfect. So thanks for your patience, and I appreciate you. I am beyond excited to introduce to you today Emily from Sorella. She is the owner and founder of Sorella Apothecary. It is a line that I love dearly. I've carried them since 2018. I've seen them grow and just like I'm obsessed with them. And so I can't even believe that she agreed to let me interview her. I actually ran into her at a trade show in Vegas. I was just at the Sorella booth, of course, watching a demo. And this beautiful person was next to me, and she had the haircut that I wanted. And I turned to her and I was like, I really love your hair. And then I did a double take and I realized it was Emily from Sorella. And I just like gave her a hug and of course had to take a picture with her. And we've just stayed in touch since then. That was a couple years ago. And so, yeah, I'm so excited to introduce to you Emily from Sorella Apothecary. If you're not already following Sorella Apothecary, please look into their line. They provide incredible education, support, and their products are so dreamy. Today, I get to talk to Emily about her salon ownership and how she converted it into a salon suites and recently built out a new salon suites as well. So I wanted to ask her all the questions about that and get your questions answered too that you've been asking me. And this is just another point of view of the salon suites life, someone that transitioned their spot as well. So enjoy and welcome Emily.
You're so sweet. How many kids do you have again? Is it two?
I have three.
Oh, three kids. Okay, so you and Daniel have three kids.
Yes, 9, 7, and that's four. Great. We're just a few years ahead of you. How old are yours?
8 and a half, 3 and 10 months.
Nice.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. I think Danielle was like one of the first people I told I was pregnant, because after I met you guys at the Vegas trade show, she was pregnant with her third, you know, and I found out I was pregnant the day I got home from Vegas.
Oh.
And I messaged Danielle and I was like, well, I guess I'm going to be part of the three kid club.
Yes. Somebody described having three kids to me, like you're treading water holding two kids and then somebody throws you a third.
That's such a good analogy.
Yeah, you're outnumbered and it's just craziness. But yeah. I guess we all like craziness. Otherwise we wouldn't have three kids probably.
Yeah. But I think the more you get into it, the more you learn like how to simplify your life. Like you really just cut out the stuff that just doesn't matter. And so that's, for me, has been like my whole theme for the last couple of years. Just like, nope, don't have time for that. Nope, don't have time for that. That's not serving me. So,
yes, yeah. Boundaries and saying no to things is, it has to be done.
Yeah. And so a lot of like that theme has been turning my space into a salon suites, I feel like has been a huge relief. And I know that you recently converted your spa into a salon suites. Is that true? Or are you opening up a whole new salon suites?
So yes, I owned a salon we had four treatment rooms and a nail room, and I owned that for 9 years. And then I sold that to a gal that had started with me as a receptionist, went to aesthetic school while she worked there. She approached me multiple times and wanted to buy it. And It really was such a great asset that we went back and forth, you know, do we really need to sell it? We love this extra income. Mm-hmm. But since we were opening up new salon suites. Long story short, we had an extra 4,500 square feet in our new Sorella offices, mm-hmm. and we were going to rent it out to a dental office. And then when my husband was crunching numbers, he decided, well, we already had the business model. We had a wait list at our other location. Let's just open new ones. So we decided to just sell that for multiple reasons. And we just opened our new suites last month, January 1st, actually. So it's been a full month. And thank you. We have 15 rooms and we have five that are available still. So we've rented 10.
Wow. And how, okay, I have so many questions. This is amazing because not only, I know the person that you sold the salon to because we've connected on social media and I saw that she did my sign hack.
Yes.
And she put it, I think she put a brow bar just like mine, same chairs and everything.
I just love her to pieces and I get teary just thinking about just having her be the one to take it over. And it really, like I said, we weren't really wanting to sell because we realized the salon suite model, it can be really lucrative. And we had a wait list, like I said, and it was producing more income than a rental property for a house. But just multiple different reasons. And because it was her, I was really happy to just know that it was going to be cared for as much as I loved it. So she's crushing it. She has a wait list too. I actually said, you know, if you know of anybody that wants to rent in our suite. So we're still chat all the time. And yeah, she did your sign hack and she's put a lot of love into it. I was kind of just focused on Sorella and family. And so she's been crushing it.
That's amazing. So I love that you guys have a wait list. My question is, are you guys in the same town?
We are 5 minutes from each other.
Okay. So 5 minutes. And do you know how many rooms she has?
She has eight.
She's eight. And you have 15. And this is like, this is a question I always get. So that's why I'm pointing this out. Like there's enough to go around. Like all Absolutely. We want basically is like our own little space that we can make to our own little business with our own sign. And it just like, I feel like there is a space for a spa and a salon, then there's definitely a space with salon suites. So that's really cool that there's two in the same town. Is there more than just you guys as salon suites or is there a Sola? There's a Sola yes, too?
There are so many in this town and Reno is not that small. We have surrounding towns too, but they're a gal that I went to high school with. I love her. She and her husband, they had a construction business and they built out five, maybe six salon suites. They were called Sierra Salon Suites and they were adorable. And they recently just sold all six of them to my salon suites. So we had a few people jump from that. They just didn't want to sign the corporate lease. So that was a little bit of an advantage of our timing as far as when we opened ours. But there are people out there like my salon suites and other salon chains that are looking to buy up businesses too. So,
love that. That is so freaking cool.
And we are so happy for our friends that they sold to. They knew we were opening them. And they're probably, I don't know what their agreement was, but they did a great deal. But
that's so cool.
It was cool to watch and see what they built up to and it can be done.
So just for people that aren't familiar, like My Salon Suites is a franchise of Salon Suites. So this big ass franchise bought up your friends' boutique salon suites that they created and then franchised themselves basically with their six locations, if they're this franchise owner. And then they sold it to this big corporation. So that is incredible. That's amazing. And like you said earlier, like, it's bringing in more rental income than if you were to own a building and then rent it out for what residential or commercial, like whatever. Like we estheticians, hair people, like we will pay more per square footage for a blank empty space than like a furnished
dental office. Or,
yeah, exactly.
It was double. We are getting double. I won't go into too specifics, but we are getting double when the five other suites are rented out than what we could have gotten for a dental office.
I love hearing that. And look at all the jobs that you're providing that you're not having to micromanage. All those women that are in there, they get to now work for themselves. They get to be creative. They get to leave to pick up their kids from school. They get to have that freedom that everyone wants. And you're providing that. That's amazing.
Yes, it is cool. I will say this might be interesting to people. So I took a 75% hit when I went from owning my salon or my spa to turning it into salon suites because I didn't have the retail sales, the income. I had a pretty like well-oiled machine. But with that said, I was working 6 days a week. I had two kids at the time and we were starting Sorella and there was no way I could have kept up at that pace. So I was working at the front desk. I was slinging products. It was me that people were, I was a big part of the business. And I went from getting, you know, 30 text messages a day to getting one a month. Like that's how, so it was just, it was worth it for me to take that pay cut because we had other things kind of going on. But we had the wait list and we had it filled so quickly that it was worth it for us.
So you sold your business after you had already converted it into a salon suites?
Yeah. So okay. I had ran the salon suites for, I guess it was probably 4 years.
Okay.
And then I won't share what the gal paid for it, but it was, I mean, you could buy a house with it. It wasn't just like $20,000. It was a nice amount. And it was cash and it was, so it was something that we just couldn't turn down.
That's amazing. So going from managing, being there 6 days a week, you're responsible for everyone's schedule, everyone's everything, purchasing all the retail. It's just, it's so, so, so much. I ran my business like that too, only for 18 months. And then the pandemic hit and then it is what it is today. But it was miserable. Like if I almost once didn't get on a plane to Barcelona with my husband because I was getting so many messages and so many emails. And I'm like, I don't think that this thing could run without me.
Yeah. I stopped making plans on Saturdays because I just got trained into somebody's going to call in and I'm going to have to go in because nobody else can. Yeah. So it definitely was, I started to hate my phone is what happened. Yep. And it was managing people to where, salon suites is your landlord. You're not managing people. And it's so cool to see an esthetician or a hairstylist work for themselves for the first time and realize how much money they can make when they start selling retail. It's happened. I've had four hairstylists that have never worked for themselves all tell me, holy crap, this is amazing. So it is cool to see.
Yeah. And going from we have to go back to this just because from 30 text messages a day to one a month, like I know you took a 75% pay cut, 100% worth it. And this is what I try to tell people all day long. You're going to make money when you have employees and you have a team, but it's 75% more work. No, it's 500% more work. Like it's insane.
Yes, I would rather own five salon suites than one salon.
Totally. And then when you have these like estheticians, hairstylists working under you and they have the freedom, it's like they have some skin in the game because they're paying this inflated rent is what I kind of say sometimes. I call it a membership due, but at the just business to business, that's what it is. It's basically like inflated rent, right? Because you're now empowering these people to work for themselves and bring in their own retail and sell what they want. And they are purchasing that retail. Like I said, they have skin in the game. So now they're going to invest in themselves, like how to sell it and really educate themselves on a product. It's just like, it's so much better having like the colleagues beside you being that way versus like, oh, I don't want to sell this product or I didn't even talk about whatever. It's just a complete different staff. Like you're in a sea of different people at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's completely different. And it's the level of stress when you have employees and it's only you involved. It's unlike anything else. And you know, I feel like at the end of the day, is it really worth it? I don't know. I was making a lot more, but I'm much happier now. Yeah. Say that.
Yeah. And then like you can focus on Sorella and like, look what that's become. Like it's crazy. You probably wouldn't have had the mental capacity to really hit the ground running with that product line if you still were running your spa the way that you were, your salon that the way that you were.
There's no way. And salon suites were really just kind of becoming a thing. So I'm grateful for that because otherwise I would have probably just closed up the doors and called it good. So Salon Suites, I think we timed it right with, we got in kind of before COVID, and I think that's really when the wait list started in Reno too, was everybody was kind of realizing, holy cow, I want to work for myself. So that was a nice timed thing on our part. And then I think my husband so quickly was willing to pump in a bunch of money to the building and build out Salon Suites because he had seen the wait list at my other place too. So we had some things in the works that got us here, but Salon Suites are, I think they're just going to keep popping up everywhere. So
yeah,
it's cool to see.
Really cool to see. Now with you having Sorella, did you have retail in the front of your Salon Suites, or was it no retail whatsoever, everyone in their own room?
I went as simple as possible. I wanted to only get one text a month. So I really just cut completely. Mm-hmm. And we had a few of the renters selling Sorella out of it. But Sorella, I would say it's a huge part of our focus, and it's really important to us at our core that we don't compete with our estheticians, even at our corporate office. So we don't sell it out of our corporate office. We have people walk in all the time because our new suites are on a really busy street in town near a really busy intersection. And people are confused. They see Sorella Apothecary, and we have to explain to people all the time. But now that our Salon Suites are open and they're connected, I think 6 of the 10 are already wholesaling Sorella, and we just send them right next door. So it's nice. But yeah, we didn't sell it. We don't sell it in front of our other suites too. The doors are unlocked between 8 and 4, and then they have their little codes that they can get into with it. Mm-hmm. And you just walk right in. It's just like a doctor's office. It's, you know, Kyra suite 2, and they go find the number.
Love that.
And your cute signs that are coming up. Hopefully I'll get those hung next week.
Hey. That is a question that people always ask me, is the retail thing, because I do have that waiting room and I have those shelves, and in my course, I tell people, no, like, retail belongs in the treatment room, like, not up front, like, do as I say, not as I do, you know, but we're
if I was still working in the treatment room, I would have it up front too, but, I'm not in the treatment room anymore, but I still, every time there's this one suite that I can't believe isn't rented next door. And I keep joking with my husband. I'm like, I think I want to get back into it. Like, just walking by, it's my favorite room.
Yeah.
I miss it dearly, but
yeah,
one day.
Yeah. And you guys don't need a space to like stage it for a room because, you guys have your warehouse next door. I'm sure you have some areas staged there for like filming and stuff.
Yeah. So our warehouse is 5 minutes away and more of like a commercial warehouse place. We have an education room where we have treatment tables popped up, and that's where you see a lot of our videos and photo shoots. We have a sink, and it looks just like your room behind you. So
yeah. Cool. Now, when you went to go rent these 15 rooms, how did you market them? How did you advertise it? Where did you post about it?
We put it out to our Reno rep, and she sent over some leads. I think one person did come from her just because she has however many Sorella wholesale accounts in town. And then I put it on this Facebook salon group, and we got a few leads from that. I started an Instagram and went through and liked everybody that I know in the industry. I've been an esthetician for 17 years, so I feel like I had some contacts. And I posted some pretty pictures of the suites. We had one gal that was moving in, and so she started to stage her room, and it was adorable. So I think I just did a video on that, and I just went through and liked everybody's pages, and or started following them, and they started following me back, and I just started getting DMs like crazy. It was the week before Christmas, and I think I had like 32 showings or something. It was crazy. And I kept thinking, why did I decide to launch this Instagram the week before Christmas? Whoa. Like, what are you thinking? It was an insane week, but we got a lot of people to sign for January 1st. And then a bunch more are starting on Thursday. So
cool. What's the name of it?
Goldie's Salon Suites. There's a little bit of symbolism in there. Gold kind of pays homage to, my husband was in the gold industry before we started Sorella. He sold gold mining equipment to the gold mines in the smaller towns of Nevada. and throughout Arizona. And so that money was able to launch Sorella and Goldie's. So it's a little symbolic.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. How are your contracts with your renters? Do you call them renters?
In our contract, we call them tenants.
Okay.
And we do call ourselves the landlord. I think that puts a good wall because there is some confusion as to, you know, a lot of these people, like I said, this is the first time that they're renting and it's like, no, I'm just a landlord. Like if you, you know, you're doing your own website, we don't do any of that for them. Yeah, I think the tenant.
Yeah.
A renter.
And you guys own your building.
Yes. So. Long story short, my husband's family bought the land and the building and it used to be a daycare. Mm-hmm. And then they had a wait list of 350 kids. So they built a bigger, beautiful daycare behind it. And this building sat vacant for 6 years because it really was an old rundown building that could only have been a daycare. And we were looking for, we outgrew our warehouse and offices used to be connected and we outgrew our warehouse. So we found a new warehouse space right away. And we looked for 3 years for a new Sorella office space. Mm-hmm. And that's when we didn't need the full 8,000 square feet. So we built out half and then hence the salon space on the other side. So we really don't need to be on the busiest street in Reno for Sorella because we don't sell out of there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how long we'll be here, but we really just needed a temporary space. And he saw an opportunity we needed to build out the building because it was not moving in the condition that it was in. And people sometimes just don't have the vision of, you know, these walls can be torn down. So I don't know, it's pretty successful so far. So he even joked, he's like, gosh, I should have built out the offices and made them like salon suites and then we could have transitioned this a little bit better. So I don't know, maybe we'll have 30 salon suites in the building one day. I don't know, but that's kind of how it came about.
Yeah, that's great. The reason I asked about that, because a lot of us rent the building. And so sometimes there can be a conflict between the lease and subletting and then doing this. So, and that is in my lease, it's like no subletting. And so just the way I kind of get around it is I have a contract and I call them members. And then with the members, you know, they get access to like free parking, the common bathrooms.
And that's smart.
Yeah. So I just kind of label it that way. And it's been working out, but I am going through the process of either looking for a building or building out more rooms next door to me. And so I've been in the process of like gaining, like trying to find some capital. So that's been a whole new learning lesson because when I found this building, all I had to do was put the concrete floors in and put sinks in all the rooms, but the floor to ceiling walls were here.
Oh, that's nice.
So it's just like a whole new ball game. So I'm going to be adding to my course those kind of questions and stuff.
But how to get capital. Yeah, that was a challenge when I started my day spa. So I needed $50,000 and I called family members and everybody turned me down. Yeah. So I ended up selling my car because I had to put 30% down to get the SBA loan. But I did get it and I paid it off in 6 years. And looking back at how much I paid in interest, you know, makes me want to cry, but you got to start somewhere. And I'm grateful that I did start that. And then, I guess that grew me to the salon suites and I was able to sell for, you know, a nice amount. So it is sometimes just the way to start it, but yeah, raising capital comes with a whole nother.
Yeah. Whole nother challenge.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking to me about all of this and letting me ask all the questions about your salon suite life. Okay. I just have one more question. Was the transition smooth or how was it when you transitioned your day spa into a salon suites? How was your staff? What was their reaction? Tell me everything.
Was the transition smooth when I turned my spa into salon suites? And how long did the process take? I wouldn't say it was smooth. There were tears. People were pissed at me. But I also don't know if the other option would have made it any smoother. I think it just change in general makes people feel all different sorts of emotions. So it's hard to say, but I remember being in the moment and being like, crap, what did I do? I should have done this differently. So there was some thought of regret, but the other option would have drug it out more. So what I did is I called a staff meeting and I told them, in 30 days, Lime Spa will be now Lime Salon Suites. And here is the map of the rooms. This is what I'm going to charge for rents. And here is what each of you could be making. So I did a spreadsheet based on their real actual numbers and what they could be bringing in treatments and product sales. And some of these people were making triple, quadruple, I mean, like 10 times what they were making as commission. And I was so proud of myself for doing these spa treatments or these spreadsheets. I thought I was going to be, you know, like the hero. And everybody was so mad at me and they were mad that I was closing. And they, only two people stayed. And the one that I thought 1000% would have stayed because she would have been making so much more money was the one that was most upset with me. And so I tried my hardest not to take it personal. And I really just realized at that moment that, you know, being your own boss isn't really for everybody. And some people just would much rather come in, clock in, do what they're told and leave. So, but two people ended up staying and I did have it fully rented in 4 months, which I was pretty proud of. But, looking back, I kind of wished that I would have had a little more income coming in those 4 months because I was building walls and doing so many other things that I could have had them stay on as commission until I had the room rented. But that might have just drug it out longer too. So I don't know if there's a right or a wrong way, pros and cons to both. But that is how I did it. And you know, it took me 4 months to fill that space and I had a wait list pretty quickly after. I probably could have filled it quicker had I been a little more savvy with getting the word out there and advertising because we did fill our most current suites up in, well, not full, but we have it 75% full in 30 days.
Okay, so I could not let her go without asking that question. But yeah, she has a great point there at the end to keep those people that were already working for her, just keep them on for commission for a couple extra months until you are ready to rock and roll with your salon suites. I think that's a really smart idea and some great advice for someone who is looking back on their experience. So I hope you guys enjoyed this conversation between me and Emily. So many great things there. But you guys get ready for part two because I could not let her go without asking 100 questions about her product line and starting Sorella. So stay tuned and thank you guys so much for listening. So if you're listening and you are interested in leaning into the sweet life, I do have an online course that's available on my website, browfoxbeauty.com. It is a go at your own pace course. There are 19 different videos and modules. It's really a step-by-step guide. It helps you find the right place. We go over business plans and even scheduling out your life after you open up the salon suites and kind of dive deep into how you want to spend your time. So you can listen to my story on the other suite series, but honestly, the suite life has dramatically changed my life, and I just want to show other overwhelmed estheticians that this is something that you can also do. So yep, that's available, and thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to my mama.